The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. By the way, we got the Vortex water machine all straightened up. The plumber was in and got it all done. So now you can bring your jugs. Come on in. Glass preferable, of course, because plastic does leak. Plastic particles, but whatever you've got an enormous source of energy and vitality in the Vortex at Alive and Well.
You said it, Guy, and we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners and very grateful, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well, where you have such an array of terrific formulas that you can't get anywhere else. Marvelous prices, organic, put together combinations to address every kind of issue that has been certified in all kinds of medical trials, et cetera, and so forth. And don't forget, just as Dennis would say, not only the Vortex water, which is so unique and present there, but also the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. We have an endless stream of joy, gratitude. Taste buds are happy. Body is happy, brain is happy, everything is happy, and we're happy and so grateful for the daily interaction with the local Maui organic farmers, bringing in the fresh organic produce, high concentration of even the organic juices that we have there, intensive green juices, beet juices, etc., that are present there, bottled only in glass, and with a very high intensity and magnificent. And all the wonderful choices at the Broth Cafe, organic, across the boards, whatever your choice happens to be. Again, we don't necessarily preach a choice. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or not, you want wild fish, you want organic meats, you want organic chickens, you want all the vegan choices, all of those are present at the magnificent Broth Cafe. And we get a lot also of how beautiful it is, the large marble area, the beautiful seating that we have there. Everybody's very happy.
I should say.
And we can also get, they can do takeout too if they want, right here.
Of course. You can go to the app, the Broth at Alive and Well app, and see the entire menu, place your order, and arrange for pickup at a certain time that you want it. If you want us to bring it to your car, we can do that as well. But it's all so convenient for you to pick up and enjoy, either eat in or take out, that the broth is phenomenal food.
And we do parties, yes. We can have a whole group of people that you're getting together, whether you're eating there or whether you're taking it home. We'll have everything ready for you whenever you say, you're in charge of this. Isn't that wonderful and exciting? And remember that every bit of water, whether you're having tea, whether you're having vegetables, whether you're having the broth, whatever is there and always served is the Vortex water. We don't give you anything with any contamination. It's free of all chemicals, all toxins, and what a recharge it is. And you know, it's a recharge for the plants, too. My little tiny plant that I got as a gift is so happy, blooming all over the place, taking up the place. It's so happy.
The whole tabletop is covered.
That's right. Vortex.
Shade from that plant.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
You know, what gets me, it constantly gets me, and this is the thing, but just to touch on this too, Dan, I want to touch on that, and that is that I remember as far back as when we didn't know much about nutrition, and I was studying in high school, and they were telling us about the deficiency diseases that they did know, which caused death and suffering throughout the planet, and the vitamin deficiencies. And one of the main ones that they touched on was xerothalmia, spelled with an X. And that was a leading cause of blindness throughout the world. Hundreds of thousands of people were going blind, and they found out, and this could take us all day to get to the root of things, they found out that it actually was a form of vitamin A that was extracted from the livers of cods. Later, Carlson, we still have that in the store, thank God for Carlson, bringing out, there's different forms of vitamin A. This was the vitamin A that actually corrected and prevented the form of blindness called xerothalmia, which was the leading cause of blindness. And I bring this up, Dan, because of a wonderful, charming lady, and she and I have a lot in common with our eyesight challenges. And she has age-related macular degeneration, which, as is reported, causes blurred, reduced central vision due to the thinning of a part of the retina called the macula, responsible for clear vision. Macular degeneration affects more people than even glaucoma and cataracts combined, which are other leaders. They say it is age-related macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness in individuals over the age of 55. And here's a report, Dan, which we'll share. Here's a report from the National Eye Institute. That's the big-time doctor institute. This is not a little health foodie. National Eye Institute. And they did an analyze and did enormous studies. And here's their report on nutrition and how taking the right nutrition plays a critical role in stopping the progression of age-related eye disorders, even though they're stressing that inflammation can cause it. And antioxidants, they say, fight free radicals, which damage the tissues throughout the body, increase inflammation, and damage proteins with the eyes. So the National Eye Institute updated their guidelines with the following recommendation based on the age-related eye disease study, AREDS, that was in many thousands of people, AREDS, okay? Unbelievable. Lutein and zeaxanthin. Lutein and zeaxanthin are the coloring matter of plants. In the coloring matter of plants are the two primary carotenoids found in the macula and retina. Studies show these antioxidants slow the progression of the age-related macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness. And individuals who took lutein and zeaxanthin also reduced their progression of any cataracts by 32%.
Right, right. Those are two major, major antioxidants. And antioxidants neutralize hyperoxidizing agents, which are primarily what? Inflammatory components.
That's exactly
and
right.
And again, sugar leads the list in creating inflammation throughout your entire body and brains and eyes, okay? So it's, again, what can you do naturally? Well, you can eat naturally organic foods. You can take these natural vitamins that Mona's just referring to. That's been proven by the Eye Institute to be so effective in retarding, slowing down, and preventing the development of those serious eye conditions.
That's right. And they stress about taking both the beta carotene from the plants and the vitamin A that we were just talking about. There's two forms of vitamin A, and they say support eye health by keeping the surface of the eye or the cornea moist, healthy. They also stressing that natural form of vitamin E, which I want you to explain the difference. It has been shown to reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration.
The difference between the two?
The vitamin E and the, that's right.
Okay. Well, because here's what the chemical community, the drug cartel says about vitamin E. Vitamin E, vitamin Schmee, you don't need it. If you want to take some vitamin E, take 400 units of vitamin E. The rest, vitamin E has been shown to be not effective above 400 units. Well, their form of vitamin A is called synthetic.
Right, vitamin E.
Vitamin
yes,
E, right. DL alpha tocopherol.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right.
And that what they found inadvertently was that by using their form of vitamin E, people develop cancer.
The synthetic.
That's what I'm saying. The DL form of vitamin E. The all natural form of vitamin E, which is the only thing that we sell, of course. it has shown to prevent the heart disease, prevent the inflammation, prevent the eye problems.
Right.
It builds health. It
and heals the skin and dissolves scar tissue thanks to
phenomenal.
The Shute brothers, S-H-U-T-E, big famous doctors from Canada, proving that about vitamin E. They had a burn institute because it healed, prevented scar tissue, healed burns, healed the skin in any mm-hmm. form. I cover my face with that every day, twice a day. It's really great.
And it also is so vitally important with hormonal balance.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Hormonal balance. As you know, folks, we don't maintain the same hormonal activity, vitality, and exuberance in life as we grow older. All the hormones change. Whether you're a male or a female, your hormones change as you grow older. And vitamin E helps prevent the complications and the ramifications of the depletion of those hormones.
And then one of the things that Dr. Shute, now again, they were two brothers. One was a cardiologist and the other was a gynecologist, okay, mm-hmm. obstetrician gynecologist. And what they found out also about vitamin E in the natural form, and here's the exact definition, enables the liver to detoxify excess estrogens, mm-hmm. which caused all kinds of tumors. He had an ongoing clinical trial with the natural vitamin E.
But I'm a male. I don't make estrogen.
You can when your progesterone drops as you get older.
Every male makes estrogen.
That's right. And then when your progesterone drops at a certain age, then mm-hmm. the estrogens rise up and can cause
Absolutely.
A whole lot of havoc.
But even when you're young, you make estrogen and testosterone and other hormones as well. But even when you're young, you're making estrogens, the balance, the ratio of estrogen to testosterone and other hormones. But as you get older, the estrogen levels rise because the testosterone levels become less. And therefore, you get a really a terrible identity crisis and emotional crisis because you're no longer the guy that you used to be, okay? That's what happens. Everybody says, but hey, I'm
Should
a male.
Should I sing a song now? Should I do something to sing a song?
What?
But I need a violin in the background.
Okay.
Darling, I am growing old. Tell me about it. And, yeah.
So, but that's the crisis, and it's never really addressed.
That's right.
There's an enzyme that starts to grow into the presence of the whole hormonal scenario called 5-alpha reductase. And 5-alpha reductase reduces testosterone, converts testosterone into dihydrotestosterone, and enables the estrogen levels to gain a larger percentage of your blood.
Right. And here, you know, one of our big players, and we love it in the combinations that we have because it has the natural quercetin, the bioflavonoid. Vitamin C, the National Eye Institute, is reporting, again, in the age-related study, and they're saying that vitamin C is the antioxidant which has been shown, say the specialist, to lower the risk of developing cataracts. And when it's taken in combination with other essential nutrients, it slows the progression of the leading cause of blindness, age-related macular degeneration, and all vision loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important to understand, too, helping to stop the inflammation. And, you know, can you read what it says about zinc, hon?
Zinc,
zinc also. Zinc
there's
at the end
there. There's
such a
product called
zinc. Talk about zinc as another factor there, zinc.
Well, zinc is a major component in your immune system. And so many different functions in your body. But the article goes on to say, and I'm reading directly, zinc helps maintain the health of the retina, the cell membranes, and protein structure of the eye. Zinc allows vitamin A to travel from the liver to the retina to produce melanin, the pigment that protects the eyes and from excessive ultraviolet light, according to the American Optometric Association. It's 40 to 60 milligrams of zinc per day is what's recommended.
That's really terrific.
But it also boosts your entire immune system.
Of course it does.
A major part of the natural killer cell production in your body for virus and bacteria,
yeah.
yeast and fungus is zinc, along with the vitamin D3, along with the K2,
right.
along all the different nutrients, the vitamin C as well, and the quercetin.
Right, and here's the big thing. Remember in Europe, the number one thing that they have used for reversing vision loss and stabilizing blood sugar, which causes it, is the 100% R form of alpha-lipoic acid. Mm-hmm. And they're reporting here, the National Eye Institute, diabetic retinopathy, that's the destruction of the retina, it goes on, affects an estimated 1/3 of people with diabetes and is the leading cause of blindness and vision loss in adults aged 35 to 50.
How about that?
Supplied by many small blood vessels, they say, the retina at the back of the eye creates the picture for the brain. When blood sugar is too high, the blood vessels break and leak blood and fluid into the eye, causes damage to the retina. And the leading thing they have given in Europe for more than half a century is the 100% R. That's the active form of alpha-lipoic acid for stabilizing blood sugar. And they also define it as, they say, not me, preventing and reversing diabetic retinopathy, the destruction of the retina, and neuropathy and nerve damage.
It also rebuilds the mitochondria of your brain, the mitochondria of your heart muscle. It is a major, major antioxidant. It's a major, major health rebuilder, energizer for every cell in your body. But the most remarkable and most noticeable, the more quickly noticeable effects of increasing your R-alpha-lipoic acid is your vision and your heart. Those two things, and your brain.
And the brain. Let's forget the brain.
Don't forget, because the eye is part of the brain. The eyes are part of the brain. The brain is part of the eyes. At the very back of the eye is the brain. And the R-alpha-lipoic prevents the hyperoxidation and the destruction of connective tissue and health-giving properties. At the same time, it enhances the production of mitochondria. As I love to call them, mitochondria.
Mighty, I love that.
Because they are the little suckers that create the energy for every cell in your body.
And when we're talking about energy, we got to talk about, and he energizes my brain all the time, a very famous doctor, Frank Schallenberger, MD. And here he is doing his report. Erectile dysfunction. When erectile dysfunction, otherwise known as ED, can lead to a heart attack and how to prevent both, says the doctor. Not
Let's
Mona.
Hear it.
Erectile dysfunction, ED, is a very aggravating disorder that affects a lot of men. And the impact isn't just sexual. As a recently published meta-study review shows, meta means all, a review of all the medical studies, ED needs to be taken very seriously. The data shows that besides being a quality of life issue, ED is also a major risk factor for serious diseases as well as death from all causes. Not surprisingly, he says, ED is highly age dependent. 22% of men aged 40 have it, 50% of men aged 70. Woo, 50%. What the new meta study shows is that ED is an early predictor of an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and premature death. I'm going to give this to you in a minute, hon.
Primarily because of the lack of blood flow.
That's right.
For proper erectile function, you've got to get the blood to the penis. That's what makes it grow. That's what makes it hard. But when you don't have the blood flow, then everything else, not just the penis, but the brains and the heart and your thighs and your biceps, whatever the locale of your anatomy you're concerned about, is lessened if the heart is not getting the blood where it's supposed to go.
That's right. And then Dr. Schallenberger goes on to define just what we were saying. A meta-analysis is a statistical analysis that combines the results of multiple scientific studies and is considered a much more accurate analysis than single studies. Here's the astounding data they discovered. That men with ED have an average 45% increase of cardiovascular disease in general.
That's right.
They have a 50% increase of a coronary artery disease, a 55% increased risk of heart attack, a 36% increased risk of stroke, a 50% greater risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, and a 25% increase in death from all causes.
Now, that just corroborates what I mentioned before.
Just exactly.
It's the heart not getting the blood where the blood is supposed to go.
And listen to what he says. One cause of both ED and cardiovascular disease is a decreased blood supply secondary to plaque buildup. Mm-hmm. He says the primary treatment for preventing plaque buildup. It fish oil supplements.
How about
Super
that?
Super EPA and DHA.
How many times have we said that?
How many times? He goes on, organic vegetables, high fiber, but his main supplement is the Super EPA and DHA. Just like the Harvard doctor said, reduced all forms of heart disease and heart attack, the fish oils, high EPA and DHA, by 88 to 92%, the number one cause of death.
There you go.
And I'm going to give this to you in a second. The second cause of both ED and cardiovascular disease, he says, is low testosterone and low DHEA. And that helps. I'm going to give this to you in a second.
Well, now, those factors are also part of it's all part of the aging process.
Yeah.
Kids 18 years old don't have low testosterone. They don't have the complications that affect people in the early 40s, early 40s on, okay? Because your heart is no longer the energizing muscle that it was when you were 18.
Right.
You still have a heart. It's still pumping, but it's not the energy and the vital organ that it was at 18 years of age.
Right.
So blood is not getting where it's supposed to go, and that's part of the aging process.
Yes, he says that goes along with it is symptoms of low libido, decreased stamina, decreased strength and muscle mass, decreased cognition, mental functioning, generalized aches and moodiness. Can you read this here about this other factor, dear, that he writes?
Other factor.
The third
major factor.
Yes.
In both ED and cardiovascular disease is a systemic inflammation.
What do you say all the time? You are right on there with him. Systemic inflammation. Inflamed nation.
And how does that happen?
Right there.
Shall I repeat for the 1,000,000th time? Because sugars all convert to inflammatory components. White flour, processed grains, flour, all convert to sugar. All the sugar creates inflammation, a chronic state of low level or moderate or even intense. Inflammation. It's fire. It burns. It destroys. Okay, let me go back to the article. Systemic inflammation and its association with decreased nitric oxide production. So if you
just
have
like
inflammation, nitric oxide is a natural function of the walls of your arteries to expand and keep them open and keep the blood flow moving. All right? Inflammation destroys that capability. Doctor goes on to say, I have talked about nitric oxide many times before. It's the molecule that our very small blood vessels, called arterioles, use to increase circulation. When inflammation is present in the bloodstream, it tends to shut down the production of nitric oxide. Inflammation shuts down nitric oxide. This is why high blood pressure is often found in cases of erectile dysfunction. Decreased circulation from low nitric oxide levels causes both conditions. Again. Sugar.
That's
sugar.
Right.
Refined carbohydrates. Ill health in every sense of the word.
Exactly.
There are several ways, the doctor says, to decrease systemic inflammation. Taking super pure omega-3 fish oil supplements is one of them. Take enough to bring your DHA and EPA levels up to the high end of normal.
Right.
Well, the high end of normal, according to the research, is 3,000 milligrams omega-3 a day.
That's what he does.
So when you see a product that says 1,000 milligrams per capsule, they're lying to you. They're not giving you 1,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA. They are giving you 1,000 milligrams of oil.
And
what is the content of omega-3 in that 1,000 milligrams? It's anybody's guess. Each manufacturer can give you whatever they want to give you.
Yes.
Well, in their Super Omega-3.
Right. And you know he goes on to say
the true
right.
potency.
And he goes on to say, I just want to make sure that, because that he goes on to say, besides the super pure fish oil, the active form of turmeric, boswellia, all act to decrease inflammation.
Where do you find that?
And where do you find that?
Pain Power.
Designed for that very thing, without any allergens, without any animals, without any synthetics, without anything that's toxic, but the high potency boswellia, the high potency form of curcumin, and the systemic enzymes that eat up inflammatory compounds.
Eat up, exactly.
Eat up the inflammation.
So the pain power has many benefits, many ramifications. It doesn't just give you pain relief, which is monumental, okay? An enormous amount of pain relief. It doesn't just increase circulation, but it improves the function of your brain and your eyes and your heart and your entire immune system by what? By neutralizing all the effects, all the common denominators that create illness. Just
That's
that
right.
simple.
And you know, this is across the board because I don't want to leave that topic even of the EPA and the DHA without from a very famous doctor, Jockers, medical doctor, and he's doing this report and he goes on and on, but he goes on the clinical benefits, this is his summary, of EPA and DHA, the active compounds mm-hmm. in the super pure omega-3. And he says brain development, eye health, heart health, joint health, cognitive function, mood boosting, triglyceride support, and immune response.
On and on.
And then he goes on supporting that over and over.
There's nothing fishy about that statement.
Nothing fishy about that. And he says, just like you do, the mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells, and he says the EPA and the DHA protect your brain cells from brain degeneration. So he goes on with that. And another, you know, we brought up endless reports, and we still can't believe it, that these terrible arthritis drugs and over-the-counter arthritis drugs causing heart attacks and death and everything.
Yeah.
And here's another big report just came out. Another famous doctor reporting it, Jacob Teitelbaum, M.D. All right? Just reported it this week. Arthritis medications increase heart risk. And here's another one. A British Medical Journal review, that's the big-time doctor review there, BMJ, of all the studies, including more than 100,000 patients, showed that arthritis medications called NSAIDs, how many times have we reported?
Non-steroidal and inflammatory
yes.
drugs.
Dramatically, he says dramatically, not Mona, increased heart attack death. Another study called the INVEST study with over 22,000 patients confirmed this problem. Can you believe this?
Yes.
And can you do the summary here on the summary here about what Dr. Teitelbaum is reporting?
It's hard to believe these things are allowed to exist, folks. But again, the Food and Drug Administration are the graduates of the
money makes the world go around.
Are the graduates of the drug industry.
Tell me about it.
The drug industry tells the FDA how to run the FDA. To get a drug approval by the FDA, it's submitted to a panel of experts, of doctors or of druggists, whatever the nomenclature is. And there are about 12 of them around this table deciding whether this new drug should be approved or not approved. So many times, the vote is 11-1 not to approve it, or 12-0 not to approve the drug. However, the FDA approves the drug. And guess what? The drug only costs you several $100,000 a year to use. Gee, and is there a connection? Getting back to the article, the doctor says research has shown that arthritis, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug medications cause over 16,500 U.S. deaths per year from bleeding ulcers alone.
That's just the one factor.
Yeah. Added to a doubling of heart attacks and vascular disease, the number one killer in the United States. Now, the INVEST study has shown that in adults who already have high blood pressure and heart disease, being on arthritis, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, they call them medications, they're drugs, more than doubled their risk of heart attack. More than doubled the risk. That's from the doctors. That's the guys who do all the research. That's
exactly.
The guys who are not in the drug back pocket.
And you know, Dr. Schallenberger goes on to really make the point. We have touched on this But this, they need people need to know specifically how important this is, and how what a massive player NAC Plus actually is for so many different things, for fighting viruses, getting rid of lung congestion, the leading thing known even in top hospitals for helping to reverse liver failure in case of Tylenol poisoning, leading cause of liver failure, acetaminophen,
yeah,
and also kidney failure, okay? But here he goes on to say, and it's another enormous thing about the great player, and I'm just quoting him, and it's about hearing loss. What causes hearing loss in the first place? A lot of people, a lot of our dear friends come in and they express that, and it's very concerning, and the ringing in the ears, etc. So here's what Dr. Schallenberger is saying. Your inner ear contains over 15,000 tiny hair cells. Over time, these sensory hair cells become damaged. This usually happens after decades of being exposed to loud noise. And he goes on, for example, a subway train screeching in a station, a clap of thunder, the blast of a lawnmower can damage hearing within just a few hours. A blow dryer, kitchen blender, air conditioning unit can cause substantial, all of this. But that's not all, he says. Ear infections, circulation problems, high blood pressure, medication, and injuries affect your hearing too without warning. Here's the good news. Studies, exciting studies show that certain nutrients can not only repair hearing loss, but reverse it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Together, these compounds restore damaged hair cells, increase circulation, silence ringing and buzzing, improve auditory, that's hearing, nerve function, and repair noise-induced hearing loss. Let me tell you about the first hearing enhancer now, one of the best nutrients for improving hearing loss caused by exposure to loud noises. How well does it work? Just ask the U.S. Marines. I'm going to give that to you in a second, okay? When it comes to the military, these hearing problems can be deadly. Soldiers with hearing loss are twice as likely to miss a target and 25% more likely to be killed.
So it isn't just the hearing that is impaired. He says twice as likely to miss the target. It screws around with the brain,
right,
the very central nervous system.
An exciting new study uncovered something that is the military's best weapon against noise-induced hearing problems. Recently, a group of government scientists did a six-month study on the benefits of a natural remedy for hearing loss, and they tested it. I want you to read this. They tested it in the highest group, right at the top. Read, friend.
Verbatim, folks. They tested on the toughest group of all, 1,000 Marines at Camp Pendleton who were undergoing rifle training. At the beginning of the study, the scientists gave 600 Marines an amino acid called N-acetylcysteine. The other 400 Marines were given a placebo. The Marines took hearing tests before and after the rifle training. The result? Well, you might have guessed, folks, here it is. The scientists were shocked to find that 70% of the Marines taking the N-acetylcysteine had less hearing loss. So why
70% less hearing loss.
So why does NAC work so well for hearing? First, N-acetylcysteine helps repair the ear damage caused by loud noises. Second, N-acetylcysteine boosts the body's production of an important antioxidant called glutathione. We mentioned this a dozen times in the past. He goes on to say, studies have shown that people with hearing problems tend to have low glutathione, and N-acetylcysteine boosts the glutathione levels. N-acetylcysteine and glutathione is the major anti-inflammatory.
Right.
Just like pain power is a major anti-inflammatory because it puts out the fire. So you can see why N-acetylcysteine is number one on my list of nutrients, says the doctor, for healthy hearing.
Yes, and you know what's so important, very, 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 very important, he also says, remember, think of TEAMS, T-E-A-M-S. Again, you're not having a football expert here talking to you. You're not having a baseball expert. Well, I did love the Brooklyn Dodgers. I grew up in the Brooklyn. Come on, I say that, but every time I say that, I think of I'm born, raised in Brooklyn. Come on, mm-hmm. The Brooklyn Dodgers were our heroes. We watched them all the time. We went, we saw them. We, you know, the baseball bats. Baseball was our thing.
That's right.
Okay, I can't talk about what happened when they left Brooklyn.
Oh,
that,
major,
I can't call
major.
Them Dodgers when they dodged my love and everything when they left Brooklyn.
Oh, did
okay?
they ever?
Anyhow, yeah. So where was I? Anyway, teams. I was talking about team players. Well, here's a great team player that he brings up also that helps with the hearing. Also, he says, acetyl L-carnitine, and he makes the point that it has to be acetyl form, is an amino acid that increases energy production in the mitochondria, the power plants of your cells. He calls the word power plants. Think of your mitochondria as the furnace that fires up cell energy. That's good.
Beautiful.
As you age, your body produces less and less acetyl L-carnitine. Plus, its levels are further depleted by medications and vitamin deficiencies. You're right. When mitochondria don't get the fuel they need, it's a car running on empty. This mitochondria fall off affects your ears. Hearing loss sets in, okay? And he calls acetyl L-carnitine with R-alpha-lipoic are a dynamic duo in helping very much to support the NAC+. And he goes on and on with that. Isn't that amazing?
And the three of them contribute mightily to the creation of new mitochondria.
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 Power plants. Power plants.
Again, folks, if you just close your eyes and think for a second, try to see a human cell. You can't see a human cell. Without a microscope, you can't see a human cell. They're that tiny, 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 tiny. But you've got zillion number of cells in your eyes and your brain and your heart and other cells and functions in your body. And those individual cells contain mitochondria. The mitochondria produce the energy just for that one little tiny invisible cell. And acetyl L-carnitine and R-alpha-lipoic acid and NAC all contribute to creating new mitochondria. Not 40-year-old mitochondria, not if you're 70 or 70-year-old mitochondria, but when you're 70, it's creating new 18-year-old mitochondria, energy-producing, energy-bursting mitochondria. To keep that old heart pumping the way it should, 100,000 times a day. Can you, if you could stay awake, you couldn't count 100,000 times a day.
No, and you know, even we had another doctor that we were reporting last week, and he was also reporting about acetyl L-carnitine burning body fat,
yes.
Especially the metabolic syndrome, and helping even with the stability of blood sugar and all of that, mm-hmm. and how important he considers that. Okay. Anyway, I want to talk about a lady doctor, if that's okay.
Oh, we're getting sexist.
I know you're going to get into that.
All right.
But Gary never knows when it's the right moment to turn off your mic. Okay, I'm going to pinch him next time. Right, Gary? He's saying about, am I being sexist, Gary, just because I'm talking about a woman doctor? Yeah, he's nodding his head yes. Okay, but here she is.
We're talking pure science on this show, and whether it's male or female is irrelevant.
That's okay? Right. It's pure.
Pure.
Okay, so let's talk about this pure lady and what she's saying.
All right.
Dr. Marlene, M.D., a doctor of oriental medicine, master's degree, board certified in nutrition, board certified functional medicine, on and on and on and on. She goes about supplements for aging well. How about not aging at all or next to no aging? I'd prefer that.
That'd be good.
But I think that's what she's saying. Supplements for aging well. To fill nutrient gaps and nourish and protect your mitochondria.
All right.
And overall health, these are the most important ones I recommend. She says, her words, not mine, a high-potency multivitamin with 100% of the daily value of the supplement facts of a variety of vitamins, minerals, with very high doses of B vitamins that are beneficial.
Well,
okay?
That Healthy One covers that scenario.
And that's exactly why it was designed that way.
That's right.
With the green foods, with the adaptogens and a very high B complex, which she stresses is so important. And she goes on to say, of course, super pure, high EPA DHA fish oil. She says very high potency. And vitamin D3, 5,000 to 10,000 daily. It increases absorption of calcium and makes sure that calcium is used in the bones and doesn't become deposited in arteries. Vitamin K2 is a big friend of that all too in the MK7 form. And then she goes on to say, the cardio form of coenzyme Q10, at least 200 milligrams, 300 milligrams. Hot cardio Q10 is an essential fuel for mitochondria. It's essential for the heart to pump and do any of its functions.
There we go.
And she says those statin, the cholesterol drugs, deplete the CoQ10. So it's critical for anyone taking these drugs. Okay?
So now, one second. The statin drugs deplete the CoQ10.
They
The cardio Q10.
That's right.
Okay? But it doesn't just weaken your heart.
No.
It weakens every cell in your body.
That's right.
It creates sarcopenia. Okay?
Muscle breakdown.
Which is muscle breakdown. And that's where the cardio Q10, again, by keeping the heart strong, the blood pressure in perfect range, and the pumping agility of the heart maintains the delivery of all the nutrients to the very extreme extremities, from your little toe to the top of your head.
And the doctor says it's also vital, the cardio Q10 is vital for anyone over age 45.
And why is that? Because by the time you're 35, you don't make it anymore. When you're a kid, when you're young, when you're 6 years old, and you're 12 years old, and you're 18 years old, you're 25 years old, you make it. But by the time you're 30, your production of cardio Q10 is pretty much nil. And who has the highest requirement for energy and endurance? Professional athletes. You will notice that professional athletes generally retire by the time they're 35 to 38 years of age. They just can't keep up with the energy given by a 22-year-old kid coming into the league after he graduated from college. They just can't keep up with the energy and the vitality.
They're
getting old, so they retire.
That's right. And she bases everything she says and lists all the medical clinical trials, at least 14 of all of these nutrients and how they dwell. And she makes, again, that same point that Schallenberger was making. Antioxidants are nutrients that mop up damage. Okay? Mm-hmm. Think of cleaning house.
Yeah, yeah.
Mop up damage that occurs in the normal course of life. Vitamin C and E are well known. Our body also makes antioxidants internally. The chief internal antioxidant is glutathione, which is made in every cell. Glutathione is essential for eliminating toxins and wastes and protecting mitochondria against damage. Unfortunately, our natural production drops with age, but it's revitalized with taking NAC+.
Right.
And he says, which has been proven, she says, to increase internal glutathione production. And if you take the steps I've described, you will age wonderfully and you'll feel more energized and vibrant.
Says the doctor.
Says the doctor, Marlene Merritt. Okay?
And when you take the NAC+, it rejuvenates the liver, which in turn creates the glutathione. Okay?
That's exactly
so
right.
So it's just impossible to conceive. For me, anyway, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm a reporter. Okay, but is it possible? It is possible because it happens all the time. That nutrients, simple nutrients like NAC+ and R-alpha lipoic acid and acetyl L-carnitine and cardio Q10 and super pure omega-3 fish oils all contribute to create what? New mitochondria, new energy. Not 60-year-old energy, new energy.
You know, it's amazing, Dan, because you were making that point about the safe, natural form of vitamin E. And here's unreal, because here is the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, big-time European journal. The study was just published about taking the natural D-alpha tocopherol, not the DL synthetic, vitamin E, had a positive effect on folks who suffered the side effects of rheumatoid arthritis. Interesting, right?
Right.
In fact, the study, encompassing nearly 40,000 participants, found that supplementing with the natural form of vitamin E on a regular basis helped folks reduce joint discomfort, slow edema, swelling, excess fluid, alleviate stiffness, enhance their overall quality of life, and spells relief. And so it's amazing because ever since I learned about natural vitamin E years ago, I take that very religiously. And as I've said before, I have said it before, but I can never say it enough, because it means all that much to me. If it weren't for the natural form of vitamin E, I wouldn't have children or grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Because I was 22 years, nobody knew about health foods then. It was just starting out. Just starting. And you and I were a couple actors who got, one of the things that brought us together was our interest in health foods. It was a start thing. Okay?
And acting.
Yes. Never forget acting. Don't start to, you're going to recite some Shakespeare right now? Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare and the women you will vow. Quote a few lines from Othello.
I will vouch for that.
Quote a few lines from Othello and they'll think you're a hell of a fella. So brush up your Shakespeare and you'll powwow, okay? You got it.
But it wasn't just Shakespeare. It wasn't just the
But we
vitamins.
Did meet at the Shakespeare Festival.
We did indeed.
American Shakespeare.
But it was the bicycle rides also.
Oh yeah, we did. Who had any money? We bicycled to the next town up there in
Bridgeport.
Connecticut, because they had some natural things that they were growing and certain things that they made, and sprouts that they were doing, like alfalfa sprouts, and we went to get the goodies over there.
That's right.
And we were, don't forget, the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island. Years later, we opened. Okay, so they're talking about, let me finish that one subject, which probably the most vast thing to me in my entire life. And that is, I called from the old Superman booth. I was hysterical because I had just seen a doctor. And he said, you have a massive tumor, large orange, small grapefruit, massive tumor in your uterus. You will be dead in no time. We have to take out your uterus immediately and this tumor, or you will die within months.
Weren't the breasts going along with this?
No, this was just the uterus okay. that we were talking about. And I was hysterical. The old Superman booth, that's how we communicated. You had a phone there and you to the phone at the home. You didn't have cell phones then. And crying hysterically, and I said, and we had just been married about, I was 22, been married about 6 months, that type of thing. And I said, what do we know? And what we both came to the conclusion was, again, the work of those two famous doctors, MDs, Schute, Wilford and Everett Schute, one the OBGYN and the other one the cardiologist. But what one of them, the OBGYN, discovered, I don't know how he discovered it, was that natural vitamin E, just like we said, enabled the liver to detoxify excess estrogens, which he said were the cause of these tumor, which caused these tumor growth. Mm-hmm. And he had an ongoing clinical trial with women with tumors. And he gave them the natural vitamin E, and they disappeared.
That's right.
And so I followed exactly, and the same company that brought that natural thing for him, we still have it alive and well. And I followed exactly the amount that he said to take of the natural vitamin E, and in less than 2 months, there was no trace that there had ever been that tumor.
Mm-hmm.
It was 100% normal. I later on had my son. We had my son, my daughter, and our three beautiful granddaughters all grown up.
Your son and your daughter?
We had it together.
We had our son and our
daughter. Our son, okay. Oy vey.
And you know what the drug cartel says about vitamin E?
Well, before we get to that, I had the children. Because of them, I've taken that natural vitamin E all these years since I was 22, and I've never had a repeat on that. Never, ever, ever. Okay? And there's never a Thanksgiving that I don't thank God and Dr. Schute for learning about the natural vitamin E, not the synthetic that places cell. Go ahead.
Well, as you can imagine, the drug cartel does not deal with natural vitamin E. They deal with synthetic.
Synthetic.
And all of their research shows that you should never take more than 400 units
Baloney.
Of vitamin E.
Bull.
Because they say.
Big Daddy said bull.
Well, right. And because if you take more than 400 units of vitamin E, what the product they put out says, you will get heart disease. you will get cancer. Okay?
Unbelievable.
But what is it? It is the synthetic drug that they produce.
That's right.
Dr. Lee and all this research that he did showed that vitamin E is a major, major anti-cancer nutrient. Okay? It balances the hormones. It improves heart function. It improves eye function, brain function, because it combines with the super pure omega-3 fish oils to maintain high anti-inflammatory environment of your arteries and your capillaries and blood circulation. It's phenomenal what nutrients can do. They create life. They don't stultify it like the drugs do.
That's exactly right. And it's amazing, isn't it? And, you know, they were reporting here, again, a big medical report and participants, that curcumin, the bioactive compound, has much health supporting power. And curcumin, a major, major ingredient with the form, with the bioperine, the black pepper extract, has like 1,000 to 2,000 times better absorption.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying here that this form of curcumin assists gallbladder function, helps aid in minimizing oxidative stress, supports postmenopausal health in women, supports prostate health in men, supports healthy cellular function, all clinical trials, promotes comfortable, flexible movement and healthy joints, maintains digestive health, promotes healthy vision and skin health. Good grief. And again, they're quoting the clinical trials and how effective it's been in all these different areas.
And that's pain power.
That's pain power. And never forget what we also learned from the European doctors a long, long, long time ago, that the form of enzymes, systemic enzymes, eat up inflammation. And their high potency in correct balance in the pain power.
Absolutely.
As long with all the other wonderful things, the acetyl-L-carnitine, the R-alpha-lipoic acid, remember that multiple that we were just talking about that Dr. Marlene Merritt was saying, having the high potency of these nutrients and a supportive also with all the other supportive nutrients mm-hmm. that go along with that, and vitamin D3, putting the building up the bones but not allowing the arteries to have all those different damages. So it's Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. We're organic across the board. We're Fanatic Organics, and we'll continue to be Fanatic Organics. We're not sneaking in garbage. We're giving you the great things. Don't forget the phenomenal broth cafe. It's eat in. Beautiful marble area seats around. Take out whatever you like. It's there for you, and it's organic across the boards and fabulous, and you love it. And every single day we get the testimonials to these great products and the great nutrients and what they can do in every conceivable manner. And remember, 877-4950, 877-4950. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on meds. Take them off meds. Doctor's area. Strictly educators, giving people the information the doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. There's no charge to sit in a beautiful area with Dennis or with me, whoever you choose, okay? No charge. And again, not doctors. Just sharing information. You're not under obligation, but it's great if you make an appointment with Dennis or me, 877-4950. We can share that info. We can share it one-on-one with each other, and we are there for you.
We're there 6 days a week, so give that number a call, 877-4950. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well. In Kahului. Aloha.